Well, the girls sent me to talk to you. They figured it would be easier if I was the one to tell you. At least, that's what they said. Me? I think they're just too afraid to say it to your face. But you had to see it coming. This was the first world tour of the band Tomboy Sex Kitten. But it's also the last. Oh, it was fun traveling around, sleeping in fancy hotels, and playing to packed concerts everywhere we went. It's the life me and the other girls wanted when we started this as a college band just a few years ago. It took you to make us more than that, though. A lot of peeps wanted to hang out with the kind of cute tomboy band. Maybe that's what had you hanging around in the first place, as we played dive bars on the edge of town. You knew me from college a bit, even though it was just from one class of about, what, 60 students? You were a business major, while I, of course, was music. It was just that general elective that brought us together, and then you just happening to go to that bar. You saw us picking up our money after the show, so we packed up our equipment. The owner tried to cheat us by charging us some fee that you flat out told him wasn't even legal, and threatening to get his liquor license revoked. So we got our money. We couldn't go back there again, but thanks to you, we didn't need to. You had business savvy. Even as just a junior, you found us better and better gigs. You wouldn't even take a percentage at first, but we finally made you take a share. Of course. For a while, that still amounted to no money at all for any of us. But you kept working the deals. You got our name out there. You helped us trademark the name Tomboy Sex Kitten and merchandise it. You got us on college radio stations and on the streaming services, and then things really took off. The venues got bigger and fancier, and we were selling out of merchandise. People were downloading our music like crazy. The regular radio was even playing us now. We even made music videos. Oh, that's when our look got a little sexier, but still very tomboy. I didn't really mind it that much. The sex kitten part was originally kind of ironic. Instead, it became prophetic. Then this, the world tour. We've been around the world to places I never thought I'd live to see. It's the life we always hoped for when we first got together as a band. But Tommy, well, you know her. She was always more of a good country girl at heart. She had fun, but she misses when things were quieter. She wants to go back to her roots of bluegrass, even if it means stepping back from all of this. And Joe, what to say about Joe? She's gonna marry that actor. She made a damn good tomboy, but I think that was kind of a phase for her. Her hair's been getting a bit long lately, and that's not by accident. She doesn't dress very tomboyish when she's not on stage or promoting the band. She's actually talking about starting up a fashion line after she gets married. Girly stuff. Very girly stuff. But me, I'm hooked on this lifestyle. Oh, I love playing the weird little mix of alt and country and rock that we do, and a big amount of whatever the hell we want. But I always want to explore other stuff. I think I could have a solo career. I was always the leader of the band. I was lead vocals and played either acoustic or electric guitar, depending on what song was or how the mood hit me. Joelle was the fancy one, but I'm still the one who ended up in the most magazine covers because of my style and personality. I even have a new contract all lined up with a new studio. It's a 3-record deal and a whole lot of money up front. They want me bad, I guess. But I wouldn't feel right without my manager looking it over, telling me if it was good for me, and then signing along with me. Yeah, I realize you manage the band and not us girls individually, but you've been good to us. I talked to the other artists out there. especially the young female ones. You're not at all like what they've talked about. I do have a lot of other people begging to be my new manager, but, well, none of them look out for me like you do. I'll make you a hell of an offer. You took 15% before and made a lot of money from that as we got more and more popular. Managers seemed to top off at about 20%, but I was thinking, I'll be bringing my style and talent to this arrangement, and you'll be bringing your brains, so maybe give you 33%? Three's all off the way to infinity, really, for a solid one-third of what I make. I know I'm giving up a lot, but I already have far more than my parents ever did, or that I ever expected to make in my lifetime. I want you to know that you're appreciated, though. You're not really just a manager. You're more of a business partner. You never saw yourself as actually managing us, just advising us, telling us what we should do instead of what we had to do, letting us make our own choices sometimes, even if they weren't what you suggested, then not giving us a hard time if it didn't work out. Anyway, I thought you could look this over. Maybe you think you could go back to them and get better, but honestly, as long as I'm not getting screwed by them, I'm happy with it. It doesn't have to be signed tonight, although the girls want to hold a press conference tomorrow to announce our breaking up and their own solo stuff. But I figured I didn't need to say anything about myself right away. Let them have the spotlight. So take a look at it, like you always look at the contracts. I know you'll do what's best for us. Just tell me if it's okay to sign and where. And in the meantime, I was supposed to go back down to the after-show party. The other girls wanted me there since it's the last time we'll really be together in any official capacity. Oh, they're already getting sentimental. You should be down there, too. I know you're more the quiet type, though. Except when you're standing up for the band and the girls in it. Before I go, though, there's something I need to know. Back at that dirty little bar, when you just happened to be there when we were playing, well, that wasn't a coincidence, was it? Oh, you are so busted, lady. I knew it wasn't the allure of bad beer and all the peanuts you could eat that drew you out there. You actually came looking for the band. For me. We've been together for a couple of years now. Not together, together. You never tried to turn it into that. I guess I figured you never saw me that way until I started thinking about it. I had thought you were so focused on doing your managing, I never stopped to think you were focused on being professional. Of not being like those other chicks at school or in the bars or those managers I hear about. The problem with being such a professional is that you'll only catch a lady that way, and I'm not a lady. I'm a tomboy through and through. Maybe a sexy one, but I am what I am. And maybe I just want this partnership to be more than just a business one. The band has been my focus since before we met. Even with both of us leaving college behind, the band kind of grew to take up all of my time. I had no time for relationships, and neither did you. Not that you ever seemed to be looking. It's not like it would have bothered us girls if you had. Or even if you hit on one of us. You might have been surprised at some of the results you got, and from who. But I might just surprise you. Under this tough tomboy exterior, you might find there's a lot more sex kitten than I ever let on. Oh, sure. I play up the part because that's what sells tracks and fills concerts, but you kind of make me feel the part more than I normally would. So instead of either of us going down to that party, why don't we make our own party? Right here in your room. God. Oh, I can't even mention this room without thinking that it's bigger than my entire apartment back in college. I slept on a futon I think my mom had used at college herself. But here you have a bed that seats about 20. I think we could still make it kind of cozy, though. You and Joelle are responsible for this outfit I'm wearing. She had fashion sense, and you knew firsthand what our fans would like, so I went from jeans and a t-shirt to crop top and cutoff and fishnets. Felt kind of weird at first, but I couldn't argue that between my outfits and what the rest of the band wore, it brought in more people to where we were playing. And they also paid more attention when we were playing. And if that meant they listened to our music and liked it, then so much the better. Just to let you in on a little secret, I don't hate the outfits as much as I say. Oh, I hate the fussing over the clothes and the hair and the makeup, but I like the way they make me look and feel. I kind of like this persona we've developed for me publicly, but it's not too far off from home. I like being sexy and being a tomboy at the same time, so I only put up a token of resistance to the hairstylist and makeup artist. Being a tomboy sex kitten gives me courage to perform in front of thousands of people, or give a live interview, or to seduce you. Somehow the sexiness of my outfit is giving me the courage to take it off. Except the courage doesn't go away when I take stuff off. Or, as you do too, somehow it gets stronger. It's like when you step on the stage and all the jitters go away because they have to. Or you sign the deal and you know, for good or bad, you've committed to doing something. You've never seen me naked, or if you have, you've been really good at not letting me know. There's the quick costume changes between numbers or during shows where I get next to naked, but somehow you're someplace else when that happens. Like, you're scared of a naked lady, or you're just being a lady yourself. Definitely a lady, I think. Because you don't seem at all scared of naked me. It's not because you're scared. You're nervous. Like me, but not scared. Not of me. Especially now that I'm a few inches shorter without the heels on those boots. As I step towards you and into your arms, I'm not nearly as tall as I look on stage or billboards or things like that. In fact, I feel kind of small right now, but perfectly content with your arms wrapped around me. But I'd feel even better with your lips touching mine. There. Now I know everything will be all right. With the band splitting up, with my new record deal, but especially with us. What do you say we make this new partnership official? Not the one where you manage me, but the one where we become more than friends, or a manager and her client, and become lovers. We can get into that huge bed over there. Not even the middle of it, because that's quite a trip, and I can't wait. But I'll just kind of drag you back to the bed with me and pull you back as I fall onto it. Here's your moment in the spotlight. Or we call you onto the stage at the end of the concert to recognize you. But here you are. Right at the beginning of the big event. Instead of being on stage, though. You're on top of me. So, are you ready for your chance to perform for an audience of, well, one? Or rather, are you ready to start this set with me? Well, let's go. A one and a two and a one, two, three, four. Oh, I knew you'd know what to do if I gave you a count-in. I'm surprised you let me get past one. You were just itching to bury those fingers in me, huh? Oh, I had an itch too. But it's finally being taken care of. Oh, in the best possible way. Ah! Oh, you may not be a musician yourself, but you do know something about rhythm. I did kind of set the beat for you to start with, but you're making good use of your instruments and really playing to the crowd. Well, even if the crowd is just me. But I'm your number one fan. Ah, as you've always been mine. This is a duet, though. And I want to show you that playing guitar or singing or even doing something extremely rehearsed like dance moves aren't the limit of my talent. Not for you. I want to put on the performance of my life. It's all improvisation on my part. So I'm making up my part as I go along, but you seem to like the result as we make some beautiful music together. Already so ready for me. I haven't really had time for sex these last few years. I could have made the time, I guess, but... and I didn't lack for people who would have been happy to help me with that, but I didn't need the distraction. Except now, when I need you and you're no distraction at all. And as for you, you could have pretty much had any girl or guy you wanted. Either because of your own success or your access to the band, but a lot of people would have slept with you to get near us. But you weren't going to let yourself get distracted either. But while I was aiming for success, you had your heart set on me. Oh, success is pretty high on your list too, but for my sake and the others? Ah, not because you wanted to have sex with me or because you liked me an awful lot as a woman, but because you wanted me as a person to succeed. Well, I'd say I'm succeeding. I've got a 3-record deal. I've got magazines lined up for photo shoots and interviews. And now, I've got you literally in my hand. And even if it took me a while to see I needed you more than the other stuff I've been chasing. You, the one that was there almost from the very start. Now our song is going faster and faster. There's a fancy word for that in music, but I could never pronounce it right. At least I don't think so. Accelerando or something like that. Ah, you're making it harder and harder to think with the way you're making love to me. Your fingers are stirring up things in my pussy and my heart. And my fingers are plunging into you. I could write songs about what you're doing to me. And I probably will, because you're my inspiration, but... ha, more than that, you're my manager and my best friend. Oh, and a really great lover. All songs have to come to an end eventually, even ones as perfect as this one, but not without one hell of a crescendo. I can't believe I'm here, and you're gonna make me come. Maybe after a few years as a solo musician, going duo in this relationship, we can make it a trio. I'm not, just to be clear, I'm referring to a baby and not a threesome, but for right now, it's all about us and our moving together. And us about to lose ourselves in each other, like I sometimes lose myself in the music. That's it. Oh, we're so close. I've been waiting so long for this. Even it took me longer to realize than you, but better late than never. And I better come. Oh, really soon, because I'm about to... oh, you kissed me to shut me up, didn't you? Not that I blame you. Oh, I get a little talkative sometimes. This is often my favorite part, the outro, where things change in the song and it just kind of sets up the ending. So the listener gets a feeling of closure, and the DJ would know when to start the next song. I'm not quite ready for the next set, though. Oh, in fact, we should probably get dressed and join the party again for all the announcements and questions and all that. But... after that, I'm definitely ready for an encore. Time for you to get to face the music, too. My muse.